Welcome, and thank you for joining the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's MS Learn Online Internet Program. I'm Rick Turner, your host and medical correspondent. Living with a progressive course of multiple sclerosis can leave a person feeling dependent and needy. Yet there are a variety of tools and resources available to help someone maintain their independence. Understanding this challenge is our guest, Shelley Peterman-Schwartz. Shelley is a motivational professional speaker and award-winning writer and author. She is also the host of Making Life Easier, the internet radio program for people living with chronic illnesses such as MS. She herself was diagnosed with MS in 1979. In this webcast, Shelley will explore functional tips for dressing, grooming, meal preparation, and getting out of the house. Once again, welcome to MS Learn Online, Shelley.
Thanks, Rick.
Now, we know from talking to you earlier that you have a progressive course of MS, but describe for us in a little more detail what type of disabilities you currently have.
I currently don't have use of my legs or my dominant right arm and hand. I have minimal use of my left hand. And when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, there really wasn't any definitive test that could say that I had it or I didn't have it. But what I did have was years of every day getting slightly worse than I did the day before. And if I got a cold or had to have some minor procedure of some kind, I would get worse a little faster. And it was a lot of losses over it seemed like a long time, but I know that, you know, a lot of people deal with it a lot longer. I've only been doing this since 1979. And I think what the hardest thing was not only the large losses, which are pretty obvious of not, you know, I no longer can get myself dressed. I haven't driven since 1985. I can't use the bathroom independently. I need help getting in and out of bed. I can't even turn over and, you know, have to wake my husband occasionally to help turn me over in bed in the middle of the night. But I think what's also surprising is that I also, you know, I grieve just as hard for the little losses, like not being able to cut up my own food, not being able to kiss my child when they were little while they're laying in bed. I mean, you know, every parent wants to lean over their sleeping child and kiss them, and I couldn't. Or, you know, how embarrassing to go to the grocery store, any place, and have to write your name, and it looks like you're a two-year-old and not, you know, a grown adult. So there were a lot of issues to face over the years.
And a steady loss, as you say, which sort of describes the nature of progressive MS. That's why they call it progressive, right?
Right. And you know, it's scary. It's depressing. I don't care any way you look at it. It's not a fun disease. And it's, you know, it breaks your heart. I mean, I can only imagine watching my own child have this happen. And that's sort of been my, you know, if you can make a deal with God, you know, do whatever you want to me, just don't touch my children.
Right. Well, listening to you describe the type of disabilities that you currently have, I would imagine that normal daily life, just routine things, are challenging, if not impossible. See if you can walk us through your typical day, starting when you wake up in the morning, and how you rise to those challenges, Shelley.
Well, I rise to those challenges with a lot of help. And it starts about 7 in the morning when the alarm goes off. And my husband gets up, and then he also gets me up. And he helps me dress. And then he leaves for work at 8 o'clock. And I usually have people here in the house with me. And fortunately, over the years, I was able to have volunteers and friends, and sometimes on vacations when the kids were home, the responsibility was a little bit on them. Sometimes I had to stay in bed, and that still happens, you know, if there's nobody going to be around. But fortunately, over the years, I've gotten to a point where I have people in the house who work in my office, and part of their job description, because we do a lot of outreach to people living with chronic illness, is part of their job description is they have to help make breakfast for me, and then they have to clean it up. And sometimes, you know, they may have to help me, you know, move a load of laundry. I mean, it's sort of, or drive me to a doctor's appointment. I use a vast array of networking with friends and relatives, and I don't want to spend time in bed, But sometimes that's the only place where I can sort of be safe because I've gotten myself into some jams by not having people around when I need them.
Right. So safety is an issue as well.
Absolutely. And you know, you don't want somebody there every minute, and I don't, but I do need a lot of help. And so I try and schedule people to be here to give me the kind of help I need.
Well, listening to you describe that routine, boy, one can really appreciate what you go through every day, and I'm sure many of our listeners can identify. They've had similar situations to deal with in their own lives. And Shelley, you talk so openly about all the challenges that you have faced. Were you always like that? How long did it take you to become so accepting and matter-of-fact about this? And what sort of secrets can you share with our listeners that can help maybe them get to that same place?
Well, it isn't an easy answer, and it certainly didn't happen overnight any more than BMS disability happened overnight, and it was a slow progression. You know, with the handwriting, for example, you know, I slowly lost my ability to write with my right hand, which is my dominant hand, and I started writing with my left hand, and now my left hand, it's okay. I mean, I don't look like a, I still look a little bit like a, maybe a kindergartner or a first grader. I don't look like a two-year-old writing my name. So things like that. Plus, I think I'm hardwired to be positive and happy, and I don't wanna be sad anymore. I discovered that probably in my early 50s. I was about 33 when I was diagnosed, so it took me a while. And I, you know, one day I just sort of, I was spending a lot of time crying and being sad and, you know, just a pity party. And then I realized that, you know, I don't want to live in that world anymore, and only I could change it. So I started, you know, turning it around. And actually, if there's only one regret that I could go back and do over, it would be that I wasted a lot of time on things, worrying about things that didn't happen or that happened and weren't nearly as bad as I had envisioned them to be. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm grateful for what I have. And every day I make a choice to make it a good day. And if I have a bad day, I also give myself permission to say, this is a crummy day and I'm staying in bed with the covers over my head. And tomorrow.
And I appreciate that. That perspective of viewing it as a choice, because that really empowers you, doesn't it?
It does, and it takes away the victimhood of this. I mean, we could all sit around and, oh, I've got it worse than you, and, oh, I fell. Well, I fell and I broke my arm, and I fell and I broke my arm and my legs, you know. I mean, you really could go on and on. But, you know, now another thing I do is laugh. I look for things, you know, if I fall, I'll say, well, I wasn't getting enough attention, and so I had to, you know, or if I, you know, I spill my, you know, my drink at dinner. Well, I learned this from the kids, you know, when they were little. What are you going to do? Well, you can cry about it and be embarrassed, but everybody has things that don't quite go right in their life and has embarrassing situations to tell. And using a wheelchair, to tell you the truth, or any kind of mobility device makes it a little easier because people already know that you don't, you know, you're not, you haven't got all the abilities that everybody else does.
Right, understand. Well, we need to close today, Shelley, but we look forward to having you back for one of our future webcasts. In the meantime, we invite you to visit www.makinglifeeasier.com to hear more intimate conversations on topics of special interest to people living with MS. Thanks again, Shelley.
Thank you, Rick.
The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. If you have a question that wasn't addressed, please email us at mslearnonline@nmss.org. Or if you'd like more information on multiple sclerosis, click on the resources link on your screen or call the chapter nearest you for an answer to your question. And you can reach your chapter by calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS. That's 1-800-344-4867. And you may also want to check the National MS Society's website, where you'll find more information about today's topic and a menu of other webcasts available to participate in. Funding for this program was provided as an unrestricted educational grant from these National MS Society chapters. For the National MS Society, I'm Rick Turner, wishing you health and happiness.